Jan. Early summer 1979. Saturday radio, flies buzzing, lawnmowers whirring, me harumphing around the house in an oversized blue t-shirt and jeans, and my landlady, unexpectedly sexy in shorts and halter neck, scrubbing out the bathroom. I stopped to watch her from the doorway, pressing a can of lager cold from the fridge against my forehead as she dashed away with her Jif and non-scratch scouring sponge. "You're doing a good job there," I said at last, making her jump. She was flushed as she looked up from the bath. A nice-looking woman, maybe 35 or so, with greying blonde hair tied back. Certainly not a stereotypical landlady. "Oh, Jan," she said, "I'm sorry, I didn't know you were there." She pushed stray wisps of hair out of her eyes with the back of her hand. "I got bored, so I thought I'd take a break," I said, feeling like I had to explain myself suddenly. "Yes, all that swatting. I remember having summers like that. It's not much fun." She smiled shyly and went back to scrubbing as if she had a deadline to meet. "Are you liking it here?" she asked, over her shoulder. "I mean, is there anything you need that you haven't got?" "Plenty," I thought, "but nothing that was likely to be included in my rent." "No, I mean, yes, Mrs. Smith, everything's fine. Much better than back home. I like it here." "Elizabeth. My name's Elizabeth." She moved from the bath to the wash basin. "I realise I haven't had much chance to see you or talk to you since you moved in. I've been at work late every night this week." "Yeah, remind me never to go into social work. Tell you what, you have a break. I can finish the bathroom off while you put your feet up." "Oh, no," she said. "It's really kind of you to offer, but I've almost finished. Oh, while you're here, I'd better just forewarn you that I've got a friend coming round tonight." "Somebody important, eh?" I reckoned it must be for her to be cleaning the bathroom quite so thoroughly. "Just a friend, someone I've known for years. Don't feel as if you have to make yourself scarce or anything. I mean, oh dear, I'm not very good at this, am I?" I shrugged. "It's okay. I'm going out tonight anyway. I'm meeting some friends at the Queen's Arms." Elizabeth was polishing the taps. She looked distracted for a moment. "The Queen's Arms," she asked. "Why does that ring a bell now?" I knew exactly why it would ring a bell and felt torn between wanting and not wanting her to know. "Not wanting won out. Maybe you've heard of the male strippers there," I suggested by way of decoy.
Oh, I see.
Elizabeth was blushing a little as she turned to the mirror. She saw my reflection grinning at her and polished over it. "Well, have a good time, won't you?"
"Sure, you too."
I was pretty much dismissed, so I wandered off into my room, which was at the back of the bungalow, facing out over the garden. Then I hurled myself onto the bed and ring-pulled my lager, slurping the froth from the top of the can as it bubbled up. I was feeling lonely and restless, tempted to phone Alice and see if her husband was out, but fighting that like an addiction. Even just thinking of Alice turned me on. I took a long drink of lager and pressed the can against my forehead again. Tried to read the enemy, but couldn't get into it. Then lay on my back and stared at the ceiling. "If I ring her, she'll have won," I muttered over and over again to myself like a chant. I was pounding so hard with energy that I could have wrecked the place, gone out and smashed bush shelters. I could see why riots happened in the summer, but really I wasn't that kind of a girl.